Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawksmith back here with the great Greg Pickle. This is Ask Greg, our Penn State football and recruiting questions from you guys. If you don't know, we'll take your questions any way you want to give them to us. But mostly, we're looking for you to download the Keystone Sports app. You should have done that already. You can fire questions away there. There's an Ask Greg button. You can also email them info@ksnsports.net. And you can send them on Twitter @KSNSportsNet or contact Greg @GregPickle. He also puts out a little mailbag cry every Sunday for you to respond to. And by the way, if you're in the Altoona area, Friday, February 2nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's the weekend of the big game. There's a beer and barbecue tasting brought to you by our friends at 409 Tailgate Club. It's at Beer World Warehouse, 119 Hollidaysburg Plaza in Duncansville. There will be beer samplings from Terrapin and Sam Adams and some barbecue samplings that are worth the drive from 409 Tailgate Club. Pulled pork ribs, wings, and their tailgate sauces, all their rubs, sauces, and their Bloody Mary mix are available for purchase there at Beer World Warehouse. Go check them out and go to 409tailgateclub.com if you want more information. Gregory, are you ready to do this thing?
I am ready to do this. I've never tasted a beer before either, so I might go to the tasting to do that for the first time. Sounds like a good idea.
Then I'll have a question for you for next week's Awesome. Ask Greg. All right, let's start. We got one by email from you, Doug. Who will the next class of 2019 commit be?
Yeah.
You got to put on your predictor hat.
Correct. I mean, you look at the list of targets, guys that have been on campus the most, guys that have seemingly shown the most early interest in Penn State. If I was forced to guess right now, I think it would probably be Caden Wallace, only because he's the four-star guard out of Princeton, New Jersey. Been to campus a lot. No one seems to have the favorite role quite like Penn State does at this point. So in my mind, Dustin, I think they sit in a pretty good spot for him. If I was forced to pick one guy, that's who I would settle on.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Lewis Cine is another guy who has been trending a little bit, but ultimately this stuff is impossible
right,
to predict.
Yeah. We're trying to guess the June forecast, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. You can see a lot of writing on a wall, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. There's a lot of good examples of how bizarre and weird recruiting is. But I think you'll start to see, I think just in a general sense, you're starting to see some grumblings and some predictions and things like that. Maybe we'll see a little bit of a Penn State run. I got to think usually around junior days in February, you see a little mini run. I think you're going to start to see the hot stove heat up for Penn State recruiting. Matt from Camp Hill, I think this is my friend Matt from Camp Hill that I met a couple weeks ago in person, asked, Saquon Barkley is obviously the most talented player Penn State loses this offseason, but could it be argued that Marcus Allen and/or Jason Kabinda will be more difficult to replace?
Ooh, interesting question.
It's a fair question.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the problem that Penn State has is that there's no clear successor to those guys. At least there's not from a public standpoint. So I don't – and this does bug me a little bit, though, because I sense this minimalizing the impact of losing Saquon Barkley. And, right. Miles Sanders will be there. Ricky Slade will be there. Look, he's a top five draft pick. I mean, you don't replace those guys overnight. Saquon Barkley changed the game in ways that few Penn State players have over the years, not just recently, but over the entire history of the program. So, you know, losing him and trying to replace him is not something in my mind is going to be easy or be simple. But it is fair to say that they know who they're going to at least go to battle with. Right. Ricky Slade, Journey Brown, of course, Miles Sanders leading the way. And safety and at linebacker, you have no clue. Absolutely no clue. We hear Penn State talk all the time about wanting to be strong up the middle, defensive tackle, middle linebacker, and the safeties. Right now, they got two of the three, and they're not really sure. Actually, all three of them they're not really sure about. So a lot to figure out for Brent Pry over the next few months.
Yeah, really, you touched on it perfectly there. Is how much are you glossing over the true impact of one player, even though the solution is on the roster?
Right.
And for Saquon Barkley, you just can't the amount of room that other players had because opposing teams were keying on Saquon Barkley can't be overstated. We'll see. But, yeah, I think the safety spots are an area of concern. I feel a little bit less concerned about Jason Kabinda because I think it's really exciting for Micah Parsons to be floated out there as a potential middle linebacker. And
sure,
anything that he might lack in experience or not being in a position, being so young to be a true leader of a defense, he makes up for with exciting ability.
Yeah.
I'm looking at more of the safeties as an area of concern. That's a good question. Saad, I think it's – how do you predict Cutter? Is it Q-A-T-A-R, the country's Cutter?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe so. We'll either way, it,
yeah.
We're worldwide. We knew we were worldwide when right. we got into this. That's why I'm here.
I was
going right
to say,
now.
What? This is why you're going to be able to one day sponsor James Franklin's head coaching position.
Yeah.
You got to listen to Monday's show to figure out what that means.
Yeah, exactly. Go KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you want to get in on the inside joke, go do that. It's the Dustin Hawkinsmith family. Head coaching
That's
position
right.
brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's what we're going for.
All right. Love it.
Anyway, Saad asks, big fan of your show, Penn State fan since 1986. On Tommy Stevens' transfer, if I was in his shoes, the best option would be to transfer to Moorhead's team, Mississippi State.
No point.
Great for Moorhead and for him, the same offense, et cetera, assuming Moorhead thinks he's good enough and he would know for sure. What do you think?
I think that Joe Moorhead has his quarterback down there, and I know he's coming back from an injury, and I know I can't think of his name at the second in
Nick
time,
Fitzgerald,
but that's
I believe,
it.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. But, yeah, I do love, by the way, that Google has still not figured out that this random coach from Pittsburgh is not Joe Moorhead. If you Google Joe Moorhead, the first thing that pops up is the Wikipedia bio, and it's some random coach from Pittsburgh. It is not Joe Moorhead, so that's always one of my favorite things. But yeah, no, I mean, he has his quarterback down there, and I don't think Tommy Stevens is looking to go somewhere where he could potentially have to sit behind somebody again. He's looking for somewhere where he would be the clear number one guy if and that's the most important part of this, if he actually wants to transfer, which I don't know if that's the case or not. So time will tell. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But at the end of the day, in my mind, Mississippi State would not be the ideal spot for him.
I think there are two ways of looking at it, and I think we've discussed it in multiple ways before. Number one, the familiarity, the comfort, the relationships, the steadiness of staying in one place at Penn State. There's that. There's also the idea of accelerating his timetable and getting a real shot to start in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State offers the same thing that Penn State already offers without offering the 2018 starting shot. So right. It's a lateral move at best, I think, for Tommy Stevens if he were to do that. I think he's best to look. I think he can start at a Power 5 level. I think he needs to be in an offense that will make use of his running ability if he wants to be truly at his best. I think he could sit in the pocket and be a pocket passer too.
Sure.
But I think the world is his oyster when it comes to where he can go as a transfer destination.
Yeah.
He can look for the right fit.
Agreed.
And look for a starting job potentially in 2018. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're taking your Penn State football and recruiting questions. This is Ask Greg. Joe from Bowlesburg wonders, what are our chances to land Rashid Walker? He's a 4-star offensive tackle from Maryland.
How do you want to do it today? Do you want to do percentages, or do you just want to do levels of likeliness, or how do you want to do it? I'll leave it up to you.
I want a percentage from you.
80%. And the only reason why is I'm not exactly sure. It would be higher, but I'm not exactly sure how the Ohio State official visit he took last weekend changed this recruitment for him. Penn State was definitely the leader in the band going into that visit. Now they're trying to jockey for the final in-home visit. Who gets it, Ohio State or Penn State? Obviously, both schools want to go last. I'm not sure. It's an awkward position for the Walker family to be in. You have both of these schools kind of saying, so, hey, when's the other one coming to see you? And how late were you be willing to have us come to your house? And both schools are playing that game. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But 80%
they'll get to decide who has the final word.
Right.
And I don't know what to – I don't think that there's anything to glean from that as far as the significance in this recruitment. But they'll get to decide. They know exactly what both teams want to do.
Yep.
They'll get to decide who's in our home last, who gets the final word here.
It'll be interesting.
It'll 80%. Be good for Penn State. 80% is higher than I would have expected.
I like to roll the dice sometimes.
I know. You're a risk taker.
Sure.
I respect that. Bill from Philadelphia – Hey, Greg, we haven't heard anything about Braylon Faison Walden. There's a lot of buzz about him going into this past season, but I assume he sustained an injury. Does he crack next year's lineup as a Kalik Hudson type role?
I mean, do you know tomorrow's Powerball numbers? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would think probably not at this point in time. I mean, we haven't heard a ton about him or Braylon Franklin, for that matter. Two guys that came in, and Brent Pry said he was losing sleep over whether to start them at safety or at linebacker and where they would best fit. We haven't heard a lot of buzz. You don't always hear a lot of buzz about if. Look, if first-year guys are doing nothing but playing on the scout team, you're not going to hear a lot about them. You're just not. Does that mean that those guys can't take the next step forward in the spring and have a big winter workout before that that vaults them into the conversation to be, at the very least, rotation guys in 2018? Absolutely, they could do that. At this point in time, though, I think I'd be a little bit surprised. But you're right. We just haven't heard a lot about him at this point, and I don't know if either of those guys is going to play a role kind of like Hudson did at Michigan.
Yeah, I think
this coming year anyway.
Yeah, I do think what you're saying is right, is that it takes a pretty special exemplary performance behind the scenes to really get noticed. Mike Miranda there in January and made an impact right away. So we heard about him. We heard about some others. And that's generally a good sign. But I think if there's anything to learn from the whole Koa Farmer career experiment is that the safety / linebacker transition, sorting that out can sometimes take longer than you might give credit for it. And both of these guys are making a transition to a true linebacker role. It's just going to take some time. I don't think not hearing anything is automatically discouraging. I just think that getting on the field is kind of the least of their concerns right now. It's getting their body where it needs to be. It's learning. It's trying to blossom into a true linebacker.
Yeah. No, it's hard. It really is. So it sounds great in theory to have these guys that, and we've talked about this with guys that James Franklin's recruited before, Dustin, that it sounds great in theory to have this guy that, well, he could be a linebacker. He could be a safety. We don't really know yet. We're going to bring him in and see what he can do. It sounds great, but what if you don't ever find out? They just are endlessly bouncing around.
Yeah.
Or your great point about Cole Farmer, you're him and you play safety. Then you're at linebacker. Then you're kind of moving back and forth. Finally, in 2017, he had a home at linebacker and really, I thought, looked pretty good there for the most part. But he's still not all the way there yet because he's still not like Jason Kabinda, for example, who's played the position his entire life,
right,
knew all the ins and outs of it. That's what makes it tough. That's what sometimes, if these guys aren't extremely great athletes, and those guys are pretty good, but I don't think they're at like a Micah Parsons level, then it takes some time to adjust, find your position, and know all the nuances in and out.
Yeah, and I think getting comfortable playing in the box is a bigger variable than we might give credit for sometimes. All right, we're going to take a quick break here in the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to talk some Penn State basketball coming up right after this. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.